Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
It's Tuesday, July 26th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. The exclusive club of people who have not had COVID continues to shrink. However, some experts say that most people have been infected, even if you didn't realize it, as some 40% of confirmed cases are asymptomatic. Immunologists are also looking into whether exposure to other pathogens or coronaviruses could trigger immune responses before COVID spreads. Julie Wernow, health and medicine reporter at the Wall Street Journal, joins us for those that think they have remained COVID-free. Thanks for joining us, Julie.
Happy to be here.
Well, let's talk about the incredible shrinking club of people who think they might have not gotten COVID-19 yet. You know, a lot of epidemiologists out there say that even if you think you might not have been infected with it, you possibly could have. Again, there's probably a lot of people that still might not have gotten it. From numbers we got in February, I guess 58% of people in the U.S. have contracted COVID-19. They say about 40% of confirmed cases are asymptomatic. But again, there's a lot of people out there who just say, I have not gotten it yet. I know I was in this club for quite some time. I just got it a couple of months ago, so I got kicked out. But Julie, tell
I'm
us a little bit.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit more about what we're hearing with this.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, those numbers are from February, right? And as anyone has been paying attention knows that, you know, we've got like 100,000 new cases a day. Right. Everyone who thought they hadn't gotten it is getting it now. And so really, you know, at this point, especially if you've kind of gotten to a place where you're doing a lot of normal things, not necessarily masking, going to public places, they're saying that it's pretty unlikely that you didn't get it, but it's more likely is that you did get it and just had an asymptomatic case and, you know, maybe had no reason to test yourself, had no idea. And at the same time, the only way to really even tell if you'd had it is to go and get a blood test where they would look to try to find antibodies to the virus in your blood. And that's like a almost surefire way to tell if you've had COVID, but not even that is not completely 100% accurate. So there's still a lot of people out there who, even if they got that blood test, might have had COVID and not known it.
And even in those antibody tests, there's a couple of different ones. There's one that can test for antibodies, but, you know, if you've gotten the vaccine, it might include those antibodies there. There's a very specific thing that they need to test for that will show if you might have gotten it from a prior infection. So even then, as I mentioned, it's just tough to see. And doctors don't even recommend you go through all the trouble of even trying to do that. You did get to speak to a number of people who have gone this whole time without getting it, they say. You know, what did they have to say about it? I mean, a lot of them just attribute to being healthy, you know, being active and all that, and just being lucky in a lot of times.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, there are some, you know, some folks I talk to who sort of suspect that maybe I did have it at one point. I'm not really sure, but, you know, I don't think I tested positive. There's other people who, you know, one gentleman I talked to, he was in the military. He said he just thinks that all the things that he was exposed to in the military were maybe, you know, made him a little bit more immune to getting sick from this disease. So it's interesting to hear, you know, the ways that people sort of think that they've sort of controlled their ability to get it. And then right. also their sort of waning ability to be sure if that's actually true.
You know, it's all very funny when you just attribute it to, you know, one crazy wacky thing. You know, I drank from the garden hose when I was a kid. That's why I'm still immune, you know, different things like that. But doctors and immunologists are trying to study, you know, what makes people more susceptible to getting it or severe infection or resisting it a lot. And there are a couple of things that they found that might have helped people avoid it this long.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, some of these what seemingly wacky theories that maybe you've heard from your friends or that you even have yourself, some of them have some basis in science. So, for instance, there's a group that tested some blood samples from before the pandemic and were able to find that there are some folks who were exposed to other coronaviruses, certain coronaviruses, even before the pandemic began. And that gave them a head start when COVID showed up. They actually were able to, you know, have some cross-reactivity and fight that disease, which is interesting. And so that kind of in some ways does play into that gentleman's concept of, well, maybe it's all these things I'm exposed to. Maybe it is. There's also geneticists who have found a mutation on a gene that makes you more susceptible to getting more severe infection. Now, there's a lot of people who are obviously in some ways more interested in learning why people get very, very sick than maybe why you don't get sick at all. Right. And so we have a lot of people looking into this at the moment and they're finding some interesting things.
Yeah, definitely. I think there was a study of nurses who had been pretty good at avoiding it, too. And one of the reasons they posited there was also, again, exposure to a lot of other coronaviruses and whatnot as part of maybe giving them some better immunity. But in all of this, it's, as we mentioned, it's the incredible shrinking club of people who have not gotten it. As we see constant virus mutations, as we're seeing with these subvariants right now, this BA5, just highly, highly transmissible. It's taking people down. People are getting it more often. And as we kind of heard from the very beginning, doctors have always said, you know, at some point, everybody will have gotten it. And then, you know, we can move on to getting to this post-pandemic era, I guess.
Well, I mean, that's not to discount, of course, that, you know, we're seeing people getting it 2 and 3 times, yeah. Right? So that's interesting as well. You know, some people are like, I don't think I've gotten it. And I've been, you know, working in this very exposed job all this time. And then other people are saying, I've gotten all my shots and it's my 3rd time getting COVID. Right. And so they're still sort of urging people to think about that there is waning immunity, even if you've gotten the disease and that you can, in fact, get it again and again.
Well, for those of you out there that have not gotten it, good luck and Godspeed, and hopefully it doesn't catch up. Julie Wernow, health and medicine reporter at the Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcast.
Problems with stress and low libido? Did you know that saffron has been used for over 3,000 years as a natural aphrodisiac booster? Happy Saffron Plus contains the most potent saffron in the market, plus curcumin and zinc, to enhance mood and improve memory in a 3-in-1 single product that is vegan, sugar-free, and gluten-free. Developed by a world-renowned leader in brain and mental health, Happy Saffron Plus increases happiness and mood, reduces stress, and helps improve sexual function and libido. Happy Saffron Plus delivers hard-hitting brain and body benefits, so you'll find yourself experiencing better memory, mood, and libido. Join the thousands of people who are living better lives thanks to Happy Saffron Plus. Get your Happy Saffron Plus with a special offer at GetHappyToday.com. The lowest price is only available at GetHappyToday.com. Enhance your quality of life, mood, memory, and stress levels with Happy Saffron Plus. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.